what do you do with all those pumpkins once Halloween has come and gone? Well, you can throw them away, or you can have a contest to see who can throw them the farthest. Better still, you can build machines to throw them very, very far and invite friends and family to come watch. That was how the first Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest was born over 21 years ago. Bill Gerstel, author of Backyard Ballistics and Make contributing editor, invited me to join him in Millsboro, Delaware to see what Pumpkin Chunkin' is all about. In part one, we take a look at the air cannons and meet Ray Tolson, owner and operator of Second Amendment 2.
Yeah, you did this whole thing yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Folks, that was Big Ten this shot. Still, it's there. It looks like it's in the woods.
Problem.
Problem solver.
And we called you more than that when we used to work at Tennis.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this is stick welded, right?
Yeah. Most all of this here was stick welded. A little bit of MIG, but not much.
Okay.
Wow. So how long did you work on it?
Oh, I got a little over 6,000 hours in this 6, thing.
6,000?
6,000 hours, yeah.
You need a pretty big shop to work on it, too.
Oh, I don't have a shop.
Do you?
I'm right out in the yard.
Out in the yard.
Right in the front yard.
And his wife will tell you that one.
We can't miss it, right?
Well, see, my wife tells me that when my toys get so big that I have to have a 15,000-pound fork truck and a crane to work on.
His toys got
they're getting too big.
That is incredible. What's the tank from? Is that ammonia tank?
No, it was originally 2 500-gallon tanks because in order to have the clearance for the road clearance, I couldn't use a regular 1,000-gallon tank.
Okay.
So it's 2 500-gallon tanks that I had done. And put a 16-inch orifice on it.
Yeah, that's a big ass orifice.
Big opening and everything.
And then you got a big solenoid in there, right?
Oh, I got four solenoids that shoot.
Is this a secret?
No.
The way you got it?
No, it's four solenoids.
How do you get into all the openings quickly at the same time?
That cylinder moves so fast you can't even see it move. Okay. After I fire, I'll show you how the cylinder works.
Okay.
But I got 2 5-inch air cylinders on it, one on this side and one on that side.
Okay.
Because that valve there's got, when I'm only going to take it like 160 pounds today, but when I put 225 in it, that valve's got 44,000 pounds of force against it, the butterfly.
Yeah, you got a shoot coming up, so.
And this is your Second Amendment, huh?
Second Amendment 2.
Two. That's okay. Oh, I see. I see.
See?
I see.
A little bit of cleverness in the name.
T-O-O,
because
right.
It's still, you know, I'm still part of that team, and this team, you know.
Works together.
They live in Michigan. These pumpkins that I'm using, see, I go up and help them to tune that other gun in and carry the air compressor up to them and everything. So, like 3 weeks ago, I was up at Michigan helping them on that, getting it tuned in, and then brought my pumpkins back and
do you like their pumpkins?
Oh, yeah.
They got good pumpkins?
Yeah, they take care of coming up with pumpkins for me.
I just have an idea. You know how people like grow like gourds in a bottle to make them a certain shape?
They won't work.
Are they illegal or it just doesn't work?
No, it don't work. I mean, trust me, it don't work. We tried it.
Really?
But what happens, the skin doesn't have the sun on it to really draw the moisture out to make it hard. Sure. So they're real soft. Even though they're to the right shape.
They're perfectly round.
Yeah,
so they just kind of pie in the barrel.
Oh, they just come to pieces easy.
What's with these guys? How come it's taking so long? Don't they have like 2 minutes?
Well, they're waiting to get a measurement on this other. See, he's got they usually spend about 3 minutes looking for the pumpkin. And of course they have to measure with the survey equipment. They do a triangulation.
Where is this?
Okay. Well, they've got a station somewhere over there. Okay. So they'll shoot from there to that station and then from here to here. And then they triangulate the distance between.
Where's the guy here? You see him?
Usually right there with the X on him. He's got a stick here.
Okay.
So see, wherever they find it, then they shoot from there over to a station. And then from the station back to where he's holding the stick.
Does he stand, like, does he look up and
he's
say...
He's right underneath the end of the barrel.
Under the end of the barrel. And that's particular, because it can be a few feet that make a difference.
Oh, yeah, so the difference between that gun there and this gun yesterday was less than 10 feet.
See? Wow. So the barrel makes... Yeah, so it's crucial.
Well, you know, we do the measurements in hundreds of a foot.
Really?
Yeah. See, here's what I shot that before.
3389?
No, 3,389.90 feet.
So you went 3,300 and basically 90 feet.
Yeah.
So that's how far are them woods? How far are them woods down there?
What you're seeing is about 3,100. Then there's another opening that's probably 700 or 800 feet behind that, and then another group of trees.
So are there guys back there all the time?
Yeah, we've got spotters back there.
How do you, okay, so
they hide behind the trees and stuff. Yeah. Well, you're not familiar with how much damage one of these pumpkins can do.
Oh no, I saw the pictures. They showed me the Volkswagen van picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what they can do.
That's the fourth barrel halfway up the pipe. Good distance, long distance, a lot of hang time.
5 potato, 6 potato, 7 potato, 8 potato, 9 potato, 10 potato, 11 potato, 12 potato, 13 potato, 14! I can't see it anymore. I have no idea where it is. Can you see it?
It's looks like a good shot for Second Amendment 2. See how that thing looks, dude? Yeah. Now Slaughter's on the board.
How do they load the pumpkin in?
They climb up the reef. There's a thing they undo it. But, you know, I saw it go like this, and then I could see it, then I lost it in the
sun. Yeah, I lost it.
That was a hell of a shot.
I think it took off.
That did. Was that better than yesterday?
Well, you can't tell. Once it gets up there, the wind shear and everything, it could drop that pumpkin like a rock. I mean, it runs into like a wall and just drops. But it was moving when she came out the barrel.
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful shot.
Come on, man.
This is the best part of it right here. That thing couldn't figure out where the hell it was.
Maybe I had some distance other than all
the moving, wasn't it?
Let's see what happens.
Confused pumpkin.
You got that? Yeah. Congratulations, Ray.
What could you tell? Do you think it went all right?
I don't. Yeah.
You don't know?
It ain't as long as I
was. Probably about 30 minutes.
Well, that's better.
That's better than yesterday.
No.
33 was yesterday.
33, yes.
Oh, 33?
Yeah.
What did he say? I thought he said 39.
He said it's probably going to be about 31. Oh, is that all?
Well, you'll find out. Did you see it kind of go like that?
Yeah. Look at it. What do you think, 5 minutes?
I think so.
Does the length of the barrel make any difference?
Yeah. And there's an optimum. Yeah. It's some, you know, the longer it's in the barrel. While it's in the barrel, the air is pushing against it.
Okay.
Once it leaves the barrel, the air is not pushing.
Right.
So why not make a really, really long barrel? At some point, the friction in the barrel overcomes the extra push you get. Right. So there is an optimal.
3,061 feet.
Oh.
Congratulations to Second Amendment and a great shot.
Oh, no, just that's 3,100. Under 3,100.